In fact, right now, when we talk some boxing, we are joined by the WBO welterweight champion, two-time WBO champion. He is a two-time lineal champion, a two-time fighter of the year. He just defeated Jose Benavidez for a 12th round knockout on October 13th. He is undefeated, 34-0, 25 by KO. Terrence Bud Crawford is my guest. Terrence, really nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
Well, it's great to have you. So it's been a little over a week since you beat Benavidez Jr. from the outside. It looked like you were dominating that fight, and all you had to do was get through the 12th round to get that win. I'm curious, what was your thinking going into the 12th round, and what was your approach for the final 3 minutes?
Oh, I was just looking for that right shot to open up for me. Like my coach said, if I see it, go for it. If I don't see it, then just cruise to a 12-round decision. But in my mind, I really wanted the knockout.
Right, so you were looking for that right shot, and you were looking to set that shot up. That shot turns out to be the right uppercut with 45 seconds left. And after he got up, you were all over him once again until the referee jumped in with 18 seconds left. First off, what did that uppercut feel like? Did you feel like you made perfect contact with that shot?
Oh, of course, of course. I knew I had landed a good shot on him. That's why I jumped on him when the ref continued the fight. I actually thought we was going to hit each other at the same time, but I was prepared for it, and I was thinking in my head, like, okay, I'm going to get hit, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to hit him way harder than what he hit me.
Hey, listen, one more thought about that. I mean, again, you could have let that thing go to the scorecards, and you probably would have been fine, but you were looking to close the show. You were looking to finish the fight a certain way. Not everybody would do that. Why was that your approach?
Oh, because I told him I was going to knock him out, and I wanted to hold up to what I told him I was going to do to him.
Right, so that one got kind of personal, and given all the trash talk leading up to the fight. In fact, at the weigh-in, he shoved you with both hands, and you responded. So what did you make of the way he handled himself before the fight?
Oh, man, he handled himself like I think he was scared at the end of the day. The things that he was doing and saying was just a little bit too much. I guess he thought he was going to get under my skin come fight night, but which that just made me go out there and do what I do best, and that's get the job done. And I felt like that's what I did in the 12th round, was end all the talking.
Terrence Crawford's the champ. He joins us now. All right, so given all the talking that he did before the fight, given that you said that you were going to stop him to go out there and do it, how good did it feel to shut him up and win that fight the way you did?
Oh, it felt great. It felt great. I guess, you know, he's humble now, and I'm pleased to be the one to humble him.
Now, the fight took place in your hometown of Omaha. So what did it mean to end that fight the way you did in front of all your hometown fans?
It means a lot, especially being that it was a great show. It was a great outing. A lot of people came out to support me. A lot of people enjoyed themselves at the fight, and what a way to close the night out with a knockout.
We're talking to Terrence Crawford. You know, not only was it a great show and a great night, but the fact is the fight had huge ratings. In fact, that was the best audience for any combat event on broadcast or cable this year. So how much pride do you take in the fact that your fans had that kind of passion? Boxing fans want to watch you fight and that you did that kind of number.
Oh, man, it's a blessing to be able to be on the other side of the numbers and actually be the fighter that everybody want to see fight. So I can just say I'm humble and I'm thankful and I'm grateful that people want to tune in to see me fight.
Terrence Crawford, my guest, you are humble, you are undefeated, you are the champ, but that's not going to stop other people from talking. Despite that humility, despite all your success, other guys are still talking trash. Tank Davis, for instance, tweeted, "No shade, I don't see nothing special about Crawford." Number one, Terrence, as you know, when somebody starts off a sentence with no shade, shade's coming. And what was your reaction when you heard that or saw that tweet?
Oh, I just was like, you know, he wants some shine, so I just gave him the emojis like, shh. Like, there's no comparison when it's coming to me and you. The things I've done in the sport of boxing, you still trying to accomplish. So there's no type of comparison between me and Tank Davis.
Terrence Crawford, my guest. He is the champ. He's undefeated. There's a great story from back in 2011 when Tim Bradley was preparing to defend his title, and they brought you in to be a sparring partner, and you only had to fight Southpaw. You can fight both ways, but you were fighting Southpaw. Bradley was undefeated at that point. He had won multiple belts. What do you remember about those sparring sessions, and what did you think going into the sparring sessions?
Oh, man, going into the sparring matches, actually, I was going in there with something to prove, being that my manager slash coach, Brian McIntyre, he had talked to my other manager, Cameron Duncan, and they were saying that Tim was sending people home. I was too small for Tim. He was breaking people ribs and so forth and so on. And bro was just like, give him a shot. If you don't like what he's doing, then send him home the next day. And so when I went down there, the first time we sparred, it was rough. It was like a real fight. And I got my respect from day one, and Tim and me became close friends. And after that, it was just rough for every sparring match. So I learned a lot from him. I was grateful that I had the opportunity to actually go down there and spar with an actual world champion. It told me a lot about myself, and it actually gave me a lot of confidence going into my later fights that I was fighting with the confidence that I was sparring a world champion, and now I'm fighting just a regular guy. So if I can hang with him, I can hang with anybody.
You see, it's one thing for you to know that yourself, but maybe another to hear it from the champion himself, because what he said was afterwards, quote, you beat my ass. And then the two of you were talking, and he said you, quote, you ain't no sparring partner, dog. You a world champion. I mean, this was the same guy who was sending guys home and breaking ribs and saying, nah, this guy's too small, but whatever, you can bring him in. Not long thereafter, he's saying, you ain't no sparring partner, dog. You're a world champion. What did it mean to hear that from the champ, the then champ?
Oh, man. When he said that to me, I was just smiling. Like, I was just laughing because, you know, sometimes in your head you just say, oh, he just saying that because, you know, I'm right here and so forth. But, no, he really meant it. And when he was telling me that, it was just like we'd sit down before the gym and after the gym, and we'll just have long conversations, and he'll put me on game about a lot of things. And I was just like, he became more of a family than just somebody I was coming down there to spar with. And I just took everything in that he was telling me to do, and I'm here now.
Terrence Crawford here right now, undefeated and the champ. Before you go, let me ask you this. You spent some time with Julio Cesar Chavez, one of the true icons of the sport recently. What was it like to spend time with him?
It was real good. He's a big fan of mine. This is actually the second time that I actually did the show with Julio Cesar Chavez. I've been a big fan since a little kid growing up, watching him fight. It was an honor.
This guy was an amazing fighter. And anytime I've got a boxer on the show, I love to ask the guys about the old school fighters they watched growing up. You just mentioned Chavez was one. Who were some of the other guys that when you were growing up that you watched and you admired?
Pernell Whitaker, Floyd Mayweather, of course, Roy Jones Jr. That was my favorite fighter. James Toney. I watched them all. Tyson, Holyfield. I was a fan of the sport of boxing.
Yeah, I know all the guys you're talking about. James Toney, he was great. Toney and I, we're fine. We're good. We had a couple of choice where, you know, he's just a different cat, James Toney. I used to love to watch him fight, though. He was something else, man. That was a different dude. What about Roy Jones? Of all the guys you mentioned Hall of Famers. Why was Roy Jones your guy? What made him different from everybody else you mentioned?
Oh, just everything about him. In the ring, outside the ring, his exhibition of skills, his speed, his boxing attributes, his entertainment. Like, just everything around Roy Jones Jr. was just my guy. Then Floyd came on the scene, and he was my guy, too. So it was like A1 and A2.
All right, so your regard is one of, if not the best pound-for-pound fighters right now. There's been a lot of talk about a possible fight with Errol Spence Jr., a fight that could be a classic. Is that a fight that you're open to taking?
Of course. Like I've been saying, every time people ask me about it, I'm open to have that fight whenever. Errol Spence is a tremendous talent. He's a great fighter. I think we'll make for a great fight with each other.
WBO welterweight champ, the two-time WBO champion, two-time lineal champion, two-time fighter of the year, and coming off that big win over Jose Benavides Jr., 12th-round KO back on October 13th, Terrence Bud Crawford, my guest. Terrence, great to have you on the show. Really appreciate that. Thanks so much. Hope we can do it again soon.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You got a champ? Me too. Nice to have you. And I am an MMA guy, but a boxing guy too. Love both. I'm never going to pick between the two of those things. I like both sports quite a bit.